Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Coming up on 5 Minute News. On Memorial Day, Biden remembers generations of fallen US troops. Agreement in principle for debt ceiling deal, but many Republicans unhappy. And Russia issues arrest warrant for Lindsey Graham for his stance on Ukraine war. It's Tuesday, May 30. I'm Anthony Davis. President Joe Biden lauded the sacrifice of generations of U.S. troops who dared all and gave all, fighting for their country, and called on Americans to ensure their sacrifice was not in vain in memorial observations at Arlington National Cemetery. Biden was joined by the traditional wreath-laying ceremony by First Lady Jill Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and Harris's husband, Douglas Imhoff, for the 155th National Memorial Day observance. Biden had a moment of contemplation in front of the wreath, which was adorned with flowers and a red, white, and blue bow, and then bowed his head in prayer. "We must never forget the price that was paid to protect our democracy," Biden said later in an address at the Memorial Amphitheater. "We must never forget the lives these flags, flowers, and marble markers represent. Every year we remember," he said, "and every year it never gets easier." Biden has taken pride that his Democratic administration has overseen a time of relative peace for the U.S. military after 2 decades of war in Afghanistan and Iraq. Biden connected the sacrifices of some 400,000 Americans buried at Arlington to the work of U.S. troops deployed around the world today, saying the impact of the fallen men and women goes far beyond those silent stones of the solemn burial ground. Meanwhile, disgraced former President Donald Trump, in his Memorial Day social media post, said, "To those in line of a very different but equally dangerous fire, stopping the threats of the terrorists, misfits, and lunatic thugs who are working feverishly from within to overturn and destroy our once great country, we must stop the communists, Marxists, and fascist pigs at every turn and make America great again." The details of the debt ceiling deal between President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy were released on Sunday in the form of a 99-page bill that would suspend the nation's debt limit through 2025 to avoid a federal default while limiting government spending. The Democratic president and Republican speaker are trying to win over lawmakers to the plan in time to avert a default that would shake the global economy. But Congress will be scrutinizing and debating the legislation, which also includes provisions to fund medical care for veterans, change work requirements for some recipients of government aid, and streamline environmental reviews for energy projects. McCarthy said the House will vote on the legislation on Wednesday, giving the Senate time to consider it before June 5th, the date at which Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen now says the United States could default on its debt obligations if lawmakers did not act in time. Some hardline MAGA Republicans have expressed early concerns that the compromise does not cut future deficits enough, while Democrats have been worried about proposed changes to work requirements in programs such as food stamps. The agreement would keep non-defense spending roughly flat in the 2024 fiscal year and increase it by 1% the following year, as well as suspend the debt limit until January 2025, past the next presidential election. For the next fiscal year, the bill matches Biden's proposed defense budget of $886 billion and allots $704 billion for non-defense spending. Overall, the White House estimates the plan would reduce government spending by at least $1 trillion, but official calculations have not yet been released. Russia's Interior Ministry on Monday issued an arrest warrant for U.S. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham following his comments related to the fighting in Ukraine. In an edited video of his meeting on Friday with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that was released by Zelensky's office, Graham, a Republican from South Carolina, noted that the Russians are dying and described the U.S. military assistance to the country as the best money we've ever spent. While Graham appeared to have made the remarks in different parts of the conversation, the short video by Ukraine's presidential office put them next to each other, causing outrage in Russia. Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov commented on Sunday by saying it's hard to imagine a greater shame for the country than having such senators. The investigative committee, the country's top criminal investigation agency, has moved to open a criminal inquiry against Graham, and the Interior Ministry followed up by issuing a warrant for his arrest, as indicated yesterday by its official record of wanted criminal suspects. Graham is among more than 200 U.S. members of Congress whom Moscow banned last year from entering Russia. Graham commented on Twitter, saying that to know my commitment to Ukraine has drawn the ire of Putin's regime brings me immense joy. Please help to keep this podcast going by supporting our Patreon from just $5 a month at patreon.com/5minutenews.
I'm Allison Holland, host of the Kennedy Dynasty podcast. Equipped with a microphone and a long-term fascination of the Kennedy family, I am joined by an incredible cast of experts, friends, and guests to take you on a fun, relaxed, yet informative journey through history and pop culture. From book references to fashion to philanthropy to our modern expectations of the presidency itself, you'll see that there is so much more to Kennedy than just JFK or conspiracy theories. Join me for the Kennedy Dynasty podcast.